Hello and welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite power chair football podcast hosted by Jackson Taylor. We've got some very exciting games on for you today. We've got Football St George versus Sydney FC, and we have got the Western Sydney Wanderers versus Hills United, and we've got a lovely little interview with Riley Brown of Sydney FC. So without further ado, let's get into it. In the opening match of the day, Football St George versus Sydney FC in the Championship, there was some strong pressure from Sydney which couldn't be converted in the opening minutes. Some strong passing from Sydney saw a strong save from Craig Kilby, which brought back for a free kick just outside the box. There was a 2-on-1 from St George seconds later, which saw a tight free kick for Sydney. This saw George Tiong set Riley Brown up well, but the St George defence held on strong to keep the game level. A free kick for Sydney FC was initially defended well, however a rebound was met well by Riley Brown, granting Sydney the lead halfway through the first half. A high sideline for St George was cleared well by Sydney minutes later, and then a high sideline for Sydney was defended well. The shot from George Tiong not long after hit the post after an initial clearance. A strong team display from Sydney sees the entire front three linking up just before half-time, pouncing on a goal kick with Riley Brown getting his second of the game from a George Tiong assist. And at half-time, Sydney FC were leading the Football St George 2-0. Not long after the game resuming, Harry Simmons set George Tiong up well to make it 3-0 for Sydney FC, really just kicking on that momentum that they needed. And a free kick for Sydney not long after saw George get his second with a touch just for across the line, confirming the goal being 4-0. A clever Riley Brown is able to get a ball over the line to make it 5-0. Just this momentum snowballing for Sydney, just in a full mode of bliss with his lead. A rare St George chance not long after, though, saw Ollie McPhail set Ruby McLean up well, getting a consolation goal being 5-1 about halfway through the second half. A defensive miscommunication not long after sees St George score an unfortunate own goal, making it 6-1 to Sydney FC. And a free kick for Sydney minutes later goes in, but it wasn't counted as it wasn't a touch from the indirect free kick. A free kick for Sydney a little bit after that saw Harry Simmons set George Tiong up well. He touches it over the line. And that is Sydney's seventh in what Josh Ryan called the Brazil score, beating Football St George 7-1. I interviewed Riley Brown, who got 4 in this match. Here's that clip.
My name is Riley, I'm 13 and I play for Sydney FC.
So Riley, very emphatic win today. How does it feel?
It feels really good to be leading the chart for wins.
Yeah, and it's a really good win. I think that's your, 8th or 9th of the season so far in the competition. You're really running away with the league in the championship. It's really, really impressive from that Sydney FC side, as much as I hate to say it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been a big part of that team leading the goal scorers chart with 20-plus goals already, and the season's not over. It's the most that anyone's ever scored in this competition. And there's five, six games left. So what's the key factor that you think got you there to the top?
I think it's just my non-stop practice and me getting better and better after nationals.
Yeah. And I want to talk a bit about nationals, because I think moment of the whole competition at nationals was your goal against Melbourne City.
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere, you scored one of the best goals I've ever seen.
I just went for it.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you, like, do you think that that moment helped you become like a better goal scorer in this competition?
I think it definitely has helped me become better, seeing as though I ended up scoring against one of the best teams in the whole country.
Mm.
And then that just led uphill from there.
It was definitely so exciting for you, and to see you grow this year so much has been amazing. So I believe you've got 21 or 22 goals, 23, I don't know, heaps.
Yeah.
So by the end of the season, how many do you reckon you'll have?
I could probably even get 30, maybe.
30, all right. I'm going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't get 30, what are you going to do?
Just get better and get 30 next year.
All right, 30 next year then. I like it. Like the attitude. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really.
All right. Well, thank you, Riley.
Thank you too.
Over to the Premiership game between Football St George and Sydney FC. And a quick counter for Sydney in the first half sees Fletcher Ball flick a ball well to Josh Ryan, whose go-ahead goal was really, really good from him. And he hit the Sue a la Cristiano Ronaldo, directly looking at me while doing so. And after the game, wished for me to note this in the podcast. So hope you enjoyed that one, Josh. A high sideline for Football St George sees a ball squeezed through the Sydney defensive line with a faint tap, forcing an own goal to equalise the game. A high sideline for Sydney sees Fletcher Ball's hit cleared for a Sydney goal kick. No more action for the rest of the first half, the halftime score being 1-1 between Football St George and Sydney FC. A high free kick for Sydney sees Fletcher Ball set Chris Suffield up well, but the shot goes out for a goal kick. Pass from Abdullah Karim blazes past the goal, but Chris Turnbull can't arrive in time to send Football St George 2-1 up. It's some really nice end-to-end football, but neither team was able to convert. There was a corner for Sydney, which wasn't able to be reached by Fletcher Ball. Just, you know, neither team able to get there, as I just said before. A high sideline for Football St George was defended well. Both teams holding on, keeping themselves in the game. There's a strong last-minute attack from Football St George, which was saved well. And then there was a last bit of action where a yellow card was given to Abdullah Karim for delaying the restart of a Sydney FC free kick. But nothing would amount from said free kick, and the full-time score would be 1-1 between Football St George and Sydney FC. Over to the afternoon games between Western Sydney Wanderers and Hills United, and there was a bit of a weak start from the Wanderers when it comes to the player count. Wanderers starting with two players being myself, Jackson Taylor, and Rameth Harith due to player shortages, people running late, so on and so forth. But we held some good position in the opening minutes. Wanderers had two corners in the opening minutes, but unable to convert. Throughout the first half, the Wanderers' player count was slowly growing. Jesse Ezzie arriving about 5 minutes into the game to sort of give an extra bit of strength to the team. 5 minutes before halftime, Wanderers finally had a full team with Jonathan Reyes arriving. His carer running a bit late, delaying his arrival. Both teams had some half chances in the first half, but neither were able to convert. And just before the halftime whistle, play had to be stopped due to some positioning issues for Jesse Ezzie. His chair just playing up, his arm was hanging out, and he had to get subbed off to fix that, and the halftime score was 0-0 between the two sides. Hills had a good chance on the edge of the Wanderers' box from a 2-on-1, which is forced out for a corner. The resultant corner was cleared well. Not long after, there was a corner for the Wanderers, which they weren't able to convert either. They had a couple, but they just weren't able to get through. And in the last kick of the game, Hills won a corner and Pat Nolan is able to set Lockie and Inham up well. And, you know, after a little bit of a dribble, he gets right around doing what he loves to do most in, you know, dribbling goals over the line. He's done that to us once this season and he's tried a few other times, I've noticed. And he gets a goal over about 30 seconds left in the game, sending Hills United 1-0 up. It was really, really frustrating as a player, honestly. You know, you want to keep your clean sheet, and we didn't get to do that, unfortunately. And the kickoff for us wasn't even allowed to be taken, as it was that close to the end of the game. So Hills getting a last gasp winner there. So yeah, that was the final score, 1-0 to the Hills in the championship. And in a very contentious game in the Premiership, Wanderers versus Hills, there was an early yellow card for Matt Mallows from some contact. A free kick from Mallows gets to Steve Webb from a good interception, whose long-range shot goes off the post and out for a goal kick. Just unable to, you know, get on the right side of the goalpost from a Wanderers perspective. A corner for the Wanderers sees Steve Webb's ball missed, allowing for a brief attack for the Hills, but nothing comes of it. An interception from a Wanderers goal kick sees a nice shot from Lachie Ninham, goes off the post and out for a goal kick. And at halftime, it was 0-0 between the Wanderers and the Hills. A yellow card was given for contact from Ben Keat upon the return of the match on the back wheel. There was some strong passing display from the Wanderers. We saw a really nice shot from Ben Keat, but it was, you know, blocked quite well. A flick from Asim Soddy not long after this lands straight into Steve Webber at a rapid pace, but the ricochet lands on the wrong side of the goalpost and out for another goal kick. And then a yellow card was given to Asim Soddy for a dangerous spin. The ref claims the next contact is a red. There was just so many fouls and stuff being given away this game, and obviously the ref was trying to keep a bit of control of that. She stood by what she said. Patrick Nolan is sent off after a knock with Andy Waite, and Hills were down to three with a few minutes left of the game. Waite wouldn't be in the best position either, as he ended up getting subbed off 30 seconds later or so due to his chair turning off. I don't exactly know what was going on. I know his chair was being looked at in the week before the match, but yeah, he had to go off, so I took on the helm of goalkeeper for the rest of the match. There's a corner for the Wanderers, which was hit a bit poorly, which spurred a Hills counter. They had a high sideline just before the end of the match, but they weren't able to sneak it through the gap, and the full-time whistle was nil all between the two sides. Moving over to the championship table and statistics. In first place, it is Sydney FC with 9 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. They have 28 points. Second place is taken up by Hills United. They have 7 wins, 2 draws, and 2 losses. They have 23 points. Third place is taken up by the Western Sydney Wanderers. They have 4 wins, 3 draws, and 5 losses on 15 points. Football St George sit fourth. They have 4 wins, 2 draws, and 5 losses. They have 14 points. And the Newcastle Jets sit fifth. They have 0 wins, 0 draws, and 11 losses on 0 points. Over to the championship statistics now, the goal scorers. Do I even need to tell you? It's Riley Brown leading the goal scorers chart. He has 22 for Sydney FC. Second place is taken up by Lachie Ninham of Hills United after his last minute goal. He has 10 for Hills. And third place is Sydney FC's George Tiong. He has 9. George leads the assist chart. He has 12 for Sydney FC. A two-way tie for second between Football St George's Finn O'Donovan and Harry Simmons of Sydney FC. And third place is taken up by Sydney FC's Riley Brown. Over to the clean sheets. And Cody Town of Sydney FC has 7. Bailey Pete of Hills United has 4. And Ollie McPhail of Football St George has 3. Over to the Premiership table and statistics. And the Newcastle Jets sit first. They have 9 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. They have 28 points. Sydney FC sits second. They have 6 wins, 2 draws, and 3 losses on 20 points. Football St George sit third with 5 wins, 4 draws, and 2 losses. They have 19 points. The Western Sydney Wanderers sit fourth. They have 1 win, 3 draws, and 8 losses. They have 6 points. And Hills United sit fifth with 1 win, 2 draws, and 8 losses on 5 points. Over to the statistics now. And Abdullah Karim leads the goalscorers chart for Football St George. He has 12. Sydney FC's Daniel O'Brien and the Newcastle Jets' Dimitri Liolio-Davis sit second, both on 8. And Chris Hastas of the Newcastle Jets sit third with 7. Over to the assist chart now, and Abdullah Karim leads that. He has 7. A four-way tie for second between Fletcher Ball and Josh Ryan of Sydney FC, as well as the Newcastle Jets' Dimitri Liolio-Davis and Ryan Seck, all on 6. And a two-way tie for third between the Western Sydney Wanderers' Ben Keat and Sydney FC's Chris Suffield. Over to the clean sheets now. And the Newcastle Jets' Ryan Seck leads that with 9. And there's a five-way tie for second between Hills United's Matt Mallows, the Western Sydney Wanderers' Andy Waite, and Sydney FC's Joshua Ryan, Harry Simmons, and Cody Town, all on 1. That brings us to the end of the episode today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next week. You can get involved in power chair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee, or volunteer by visiting the New South Wales Power Chair Football Association website. linked in the show notes. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 15th of February 2025 to the 12th of July 2025 every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSWPFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.